Imagine discovering that every cell in your body contains a message spelling out God/eternal within the body in ancient Hebrew. This extraordinary possibility forms the heart of the God Code, where science and spirituality converge in unexpected ways. For millennia, we've searched ancient texts and weathered temples for answers about our origins, yet the most profound evidence may have been within us all along. Our DNA, the chemical blueprint present in every cell, might contain a universal message transcending the artificial boundaries of race, religion, and nationality that have divided humanity throughout history. As anthropologist Louis Leakey noted, without an understanding of who we are and from where we came, I do not think we can truly advance. Could the answer to our deepest questions about identity be written in the very chemistry of our being? Our search for meaning has created a paradoxical legacy. We've built magnificent temples attempting to connect with the divine while simultaneously creating invisible boundaries that fuel separation. These divisions have had horrific consequences. The 20th century alone saw an estimated 170 million lives lost to violence stemming from our perceived differences. When we look beyond Earth, our perspective shifts dramatically. In 1972, NASA launched Pioneer 10, carrying humanity's first interstellar calling card, a gold plaque showing human figures and chemical symbols demonstrating our understanding of hydrogen. This probe continues its journey as our ambassador to the cosmos, embodying our commitment to exploration and our value of life. In a universe spanning nearly 17 billion light years, with an estimated 200 billion galaxies, we're simultaneously insignificant and extraordinary, a paradox that defines our existence. Despite scientific advances, we haven't answered our most fundamental question: who are we? While Darwin's evolutionary theory has dominated discussions of human origins, evidence suggests evolution alone may be insufficient. Indigenous adaptations to extreme environments, like Arctic tribes developing protective eye flash against snow glare, or high-altitude populations increasing red blood cell counts, represent adaptation rather than evolution into new species. More puzzling questions remain. Why has modern human form remained virtually unchanged for 160,000 to 200,000 years? How do we explain fossil records showing humans coexisting with supposedly ancestral forms? Even Darwin questioned whether natural selection alone could explain complex organs like the eye, calling such a possibility absurd in the highest degree. Life's remarkable order suggests intelligence beyond random chemical combinations. Ancient creation stories across cultures share common descriptions of human origins. The Hebrew word Adam derives from Adama, meaning land or ground, revealing humanity's direct relationship with Earth. The ancient Sefer Yetzirah describes how God formed the universe using three information types: text, number, and communication, explaining how Hebrew letters created the universe's first elements through 231 possible combinations, or gates. The Sefer Yetzirah reveals that the mother letters, Aleph, Mem, and Shin, link directly to air, water, and fire, the foundation of creation. Modern science validates these ancient alchemical connections. Fire corresponds to hydrogen, air to nitrogen, and water to oxygen. International Geophysical Year studies confirm these elements, plus carbon, comprise over 99% of our bodies. Hebrew, a consonantal language, gives each letter both sound and numerical value, creating layered meanings. Gematria, the study of letter-number relationships, reveals hidden meanings beyond the words themselves. The Hebrew letters Yod, He, and Vav have values of 1, 5, and 6, matching the simple mass values of hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. Scientists describe DNA as a language. President Clinton even called the genome the language in which God created life. Watson and Crick discovered all life forms are built from just four compounds: adenine, thymine, guanine, and cytosine, ATGC. When substituting modern elements for the letters in God's name, YHVH, we get hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen, HNON, all invisible gases, aligning with ancient descriptions of God as omnipresent yet invisible. While we share three letters, 75% of our Creator's name in our DNA, the fourth letter sets us apart. Where God's presence is represented by invisible gases, our final letter is carbon, the element that gives us physical form. Ancient tradition holds that King Solomon placed the sacred name Yehovah within the cornerstone of Jerusalem's holy temple. When examining the actual letters forming God's name, Yehovah, and humanity's code, YHG, we find that we share the first two letters, YH, which scholars interpret as the eternal. The remaining letters in our code, VG, translate in Hebrew to within the body. When combined, our DNA literally spells out God/eternal within the body, a profound message encoded in every cell of our being. Genesis reveals that during creation, God deliberately stopped the process before it was complete, saying, "Enough, now walk before me and become perfect." This suggests why our world sometimes appears imperfect. Creation was intentionally left unfinished, perhaps for humanity to complete through our unique capacity for love, compassion, and wisdom. As humanity enters the 21st century, we face unprecedented challenges that dwarf all previous existential threats. With newfound abilities to modify our food supply through genetic engineering, alter human bodies through biotechnology, and fundamentally reshape our environment, we must grapple with profound ethical questions. Despite the Cold War's official end, approximately 36,000 nuclear warheads remain dispersed globally. Climate change, biodiversity loss, and resource depletion compound these technological risks. Whatever catalyst could unite humanity would need to create a feeling so deep and personal that it's impossible to ignore. The message within ourselves has the power to carry us beyond looming crises to the certainty that we are worth more than wealth, heritage, technology, and borders. If an extraterrestrial signal could unify humanity, what might happen if we applied similar thinking to the message within ourselves? Following the most murderous century in human history, the time is perfect for transformative change. The convergence of multiple threats makes this the ideal moment to discover that our sameness is greater than our differences. Nature shows that moving from one level of order to another requires passing through chaos. For lasting change, three elements must be present: willingness to change, belief that change is worthwhile, and belief that change is possible. History shows our adaptability and escalating threats make change worthwhile. What remains is a reason to believe change is achievable. The message in ourselves provides exactly this, assuring us that beyond our differences, we share the same Creator's signature, making us one family. This truth, once recognized, cannot be unknown. We each carry God's name in every fiber, crystal of bone, and tear. When we look beyond the artificial boundaries that divide us, we discover a profound truth. We are not just connected to each other and to the divine, we are living expressions of that divinity, carrying its signature in our very cells. In this realization lies our greatest hope for transcending our differences and facing our future challenges together.